Sophie's Technology Podcast, your one-stop technology news, innovations, and ideas. www.krify.com.
Hello, listeners. I'm your host, Adi. Griffy Podcast channel is back with new one. Today, we are going to discuss on Firebase in-app messaging. So, let's invite Ms. Monica, Senior Android Consultant at Griffy. Hello, Monica. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Adi. It's been a pleasure to be a part of your podcast today.
Thank you. Can you please explain how the Firebase in-app messaging helps to the people?
Yeah. Firebase in-app messaging helps you to engage the users who are actively utilizing the app by sending them contextual messages, and it can manage the users in the right direction for a valuable action to take part.
Oh, that's the thing. This is the reason why I always get the pop-up option for subscribing or suggestions to buy an item in some of my apps. Is it right?
Exactly. But in fact, the Firebase doesn't require huge developing skills. It can be handled by anyone with minimum skills of development side.
Well, that's great to know. Then how about setting up process of a Firebase in-app messaging?
Sure. Technically, the setup process will start by connecting the app with the Firebase console. Then we need to integrate the best fitted SDK for the app, and later we need to create a simple message, that may be a first message, through which the campaign are created previously. It will be considered as a campaign with three types. First one is model, second is image, and the third one is banner. The whole workflow will be the same for these three steps, with the very slight change in the look and feel of the functionalities.
Oh, that's nice to hear. So, can you also please describe the functionalities once?
Yeah, of course. There are four types of functionalities differs according to the app. First one is creating model message, which is nothing but the alert dialog box, as you know what all the dialog box consists. I mean the text color, title, image URL, body, button text, button action, etc. Second one is selecting the target people of your message. That actually is meant for the campaign. Consists of campaign name, campaign description, target, app, and other conditions. Third one is scheduling the message. It's nothing but the start and end time of the campaign. Fourth one is the conversion event, which is optional. Finally, we are done with the Firebase console in-app messaging.
So is there any option to track the conversion event?
Yes, you can track the conversion event based on the selection by triggering. And also the console allows you to track the number of users who have seen the message, and also how many of the users have been clicked on the action. I hope you get the key concept of how to set up the Firebase in-app messaging, right?
Yeah, thank you, Monica, for sharing very interesting concept today. So, okay, listeners, here we end up our podcast, and just contact us for a dedicated and talented team of Griffy to work on your app or website requirements. Let's meet with another interesting topic in our next podcast. Bye.